The Slowdown is supported by W.W. Norton and Company, publishers of Poetry Unbound by Padraig O Tuama, a poetry anthology that offers immersive reflections, keen insights, and personal anecdotes on 50 powerful poems. Focusing mainly on poets writing today, Poetry Unbound engages with a diverse array of voices that includes Ada Limon, Ilya Kaminsky, Margaret Atwood, Ocean Vuong, Layli Long Soldier, and Reginald Dwayne Betts. Poetry Unbound, now in paperback.
I'm U.S. Poet Laureate Tracy K. Smith, and this is The Slowdown. Most days, my alarm wakes me at 5:30 a.m. That gives me a whole 90 minutes to go to the gym or work on slowdown episodes before my kids wake up for school. Because once they wake up, all five of us are thrust into the mad weekday rush, chased along by the ticking clock. But weekend mornings are different. Weekends afford us two magical days where, if we're lucky, my husband and I can lie in bed an extra few hours just blissfully being. Honestly, it feels like a form of time travel where we're permitted to revisit the early days of our relationship, days when we had, it now seems, nothing but time to do whatever we pleased. Of course, those time machine mornings only last for so long. Inevitably, they give way to the scampering of footsteps down the hall that leads to our bedroom. And then the bed is full with the five of us, and we're a family again, flipping pancakes, tying shoelaces, and venturing out into whatever kid-centered activity the day holds. I recognize the Sunday morning version of myself and my husband in today's poem, The Sun Rising, by metaphysical poet John Donne. We're there in the speaker's wish to push back the day's relentless sun and guard a little more time to spend undisturbed with the one he loves. The speaker wakes up vexed, chastising the sun for trying to rouse him and his lover from bed. "Busy old fool," he calls the sun, essentially telling him where he can stick his rays of light. Because when you're in love, nothing the day promises could be better than holding the one you love in your arms. Reality, of course, is different. The sun does what the sun does, no matter what one's wishes may be. The same can be said of one's children. The Sun Rising by John Donne. Busy old fool, unruly sun, why dost thou thus, through windows and through curtains, call on us? Must to thy motions lovers' seasons run? Saucy, pedantic wretch, go chide late schoolboys and sour prentices. Go tell court huntsmen that the king will ride. Call country aunts to harvest offices. Love, all alike, no season knows nor clime, nor hours, days, months, which are the rags of time. Thy beams so reverend and strong, why shouldst thou think? I could eclipse and cloud them with a wink, but that I would not lose her sight so long. If her eyes have not blinded thine, look, and tomorrow late, tell me whether both the Indias of spice and mine be where thou left'st them, or lie here with me. Ask for those kings whom thou sawst yesterday, and thou shalt hear, all here in one bed lay. She's all states and all princes I, nothing else is. Princes do but play us. Compared to this, all honors mimic, all wealth alchemy. Thou, sun, art half as happy as we, in that the world's contracted thus. Thine age asks ease, and since thy duties be to warm the world, that's done in warming us. Shine here to us, and thou art everywhere. This bed thy center is, these walls thy sphere. The Slowdown is a production of American Public Media in partnership with the Library of Congress and the Poetry Foundation.
All over the country,
we need to improve reading in Wisconsin.
Schools are changing the way they teach reading.
I'm calling for a renewed focus on literacy.
We have gotten this wrong in New York and all across the nation.
And it's happening because of a podcast.
I think your podcast has changed my life.
And I'm going to share this podcast with everyone I meet.
Sold a Story investigates how teaching kids to read went wrong. New episodes of Sold a Story are available now.